We're embarking on a voyage all through time and all through space.
Encountering Dalek, Stalinude, and the Cybertronic race.
Sontarans look like taters, and Silurians all have wonky scales.
And the Doctor has a TARDIS, we're reviewing all his tales. Who back when? Reviewing all of who there is. Who back when?
Subscribe and rate on iTunes, please.
Episode by episode, we're trudging down this temporal road. Come join us on this odyssey. What other choice could there be than
who back when?
Who back when?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to sort of the 100th episode of Who Back When, a Doctor Who podcast, or
a Doc Past.
Yes. I am Punkin, and with me today, I am so privileged to be able to give to you these handsome faces to their manly baritones.
What does that mean?
Thank you.
To my left is
Nicolalia, how you doing?
And to my right is
Drew Backwen.
Hello, Drew. Hello, Nick. Joining us over Skype is
it's JD.
Hello, JD. Hello. Who has not been on the show for so long, and we've missed you, and we're so glad that you're back.
I don't know why I'm here. Are we recording something to do with computer gaming or something today?
For those of you who are just surfing around YouTube and for some reason have stumbled upon this channel and are seeing something that is called the 100th episode, but which is ostensibly the first episode, the first video of this completely brand spanking new YouTube channel, we're a Doctor Who podcast. You should check us out, whobackwhen.com. This is the URL, I think.
Yes, but we're not usually video, and we may never will be again.
We'll see how this goes. Anyway, as this is the 100th episode, we're just going to do a little... This is basically going to be a Who Back When wankathon. We're just going to talk about...
That's not why we've put the video on, though.
It's definitely what we put in the keywords.
We're basically just going to talk about our experience of this podcast, what we plan for the future, what our favourite times have been, our worst times, favourite episodes reviewed, so on and so forth. And we're also... I cannot even begin to explain how thrilled I am, but we reached out to some of our fans, some of our super fans, I think
our
it's fair to say.
Regular listeners.
Yeah, our regular listeners and regular contributors who have been sending in reviews for our audio podcast. Pretty much everyone we reached out to sent something in. So, spoiler alert, a little bit later on in this bonus episode, we're going to hear from our fans. Just to give you some numbers, in case you didn't know.
Numbers.
Over the past 2.5 years? 2 years? Yeah, almost 2.5 years.
Okay.
Which is crazy. We have reviewed 35 classic serials. That's 1 1/3 classic Doctor. 28 New Who episodes. What's that? All of Eccleston and
series.
A chunk of Tennant. 16 audiobooks and 20 bonus episodes, which have included both Peter Cushing movies, comic books!
Yeah. We're celebrating 100 like it's a big number, but the ultimate goal is to do
several
hundreds or maybe 1,000.
Punkin and I worked out that at the rate that Doctor Who is coming out on audio and television, this was before you even threw the comic books in, that unless we were to do an episode every single day, we'd probably never end up catching up.
Right. So this is the youngest you're ever going to see us. You're going to be watching episode 1,000 with a nostalgic tear in your eye.
At that point, we'll have regenerated a few times.
Probably. So, since this is the first time that people have actually sort of seen us, and since we are not reviewing anything, how about we take a meta step and sort of review ourselves in a way?
Right.
Like, what is our impression of this project, this crazy Doctor Who podcast thing? Who are we? Actually, let's start there.
Okay.
Who are we? Nick, who are you?
I like to think of myself a child of New Who, particularly. That was the thing that got me into the Whoniverse, as it were. I started with Russell T. Davies's Grand Experiment. And I mean, when I grew up, we had a bit of a dearth of Doctor Who. So I lived VHS to VHS. So I have random episodes of various Doctors. But I didn't really get into it until New Who. But this experiment has helped me go back, and it's been cool. It's been a bit of a journey.
Cool. Yeah. I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is your nickname on the podcast not actually sort of like Ukulele, but with Nick?
It is absolutely sort of like Ukulele. No, Nicolele. It's because I like to play the ukulele. There you go.
Cool. Oh, see, there you go. Connection. Drood.
Hello.
Take over.
Well, I'm this guy who joined really recently because I live nearby. And
We actually just found him at a bus stop.
Yeah. For a couple of hours every month or so, I come in, I get warm, I eat some crisps, I talk some shit, and then I go back to my box.
Yeah. That's okay. It's okay, man.
Your journey seems a lot less poignant than mine.
Jay-Z, do you want to take over? Grab the mic.
As is probably unsurprising, that I've watched Doctor Who for a considerably longer period of time. The first episode I really watched was on the 25th of October 1980, which was the first episode of Full Circle. The episode I remember most of all was the regeneration of Tom Baker to Peter Davison on the 21st of March 1981 in the last episode of Agopolis, which is when I started watching it almost religiously. Since then, I've watched every single episode of Doctor Who at least five times, with the exception of Love and Monsters, which I had to watch twice just to remind me how bad it was. And you're wrong. I've been a fan of Who Back When before I came on to do work on it, listening to both Ponkin and Flappy and Ponkin and Rory.
Yeah, actually, here's a little bit of backstory. This is how JD got onto the show. 2 years ago? A little bit more than 2 years ago. There was the Doctor Who 50th anniversary convention in London at the Excel. And Flapjack, who, spoiler alert, is going to show up a little bit later. Flapjack and I were... We did not try to get tickets in a timely fashion. We were simply out too late, so there were no tickets to be had. But JD... correct me if I'm wrong, did you win a competition that gave you the right to purchase tickets?
It was... I, like a lot of people, didn't get through on the first round of tickets, but then they did an official sort of lottery for the second round for any tickets that were unsold or had been returned.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I got through.
Bingo. Yeah. And you got in touch with us and said, like, hey, do you guys want a pair of tickets? We're like, shit, yeah, dude. Obviously want tickets. Turned out Flapjack could not join us because he was otherwise engaged. And someone else who, again, spoiler alert, we're going to hear from her later on, Gina Guerrero, joined us instead. And we met at the convention. And as we're standing in the queue to see Tom Baker, Colin Baker, and someone else, Peter Davison, presumably.
And Sylvester McCoy.
And Sylvester McCoy, you're right. Nice. We're standing in this queue for like 45 minutes or something, and JD starts talking to me about Doctor Who audiobooks, and I'm like, I've never listened to a Doctor Who audiobook. And one thing led to another, and then all of a sudden, before I knew it, bingo, we're reviewing audiobooks on Who Back When.
I am a bit confused, you know, because Flapjack was meant to come down. I actually have never actually seen Flapjack in, you know, in the flesh. So I you know, still consider now that
it's
that was just you.
Put,
I thought it was you putting on a funny voice for a while.
It's a lot of post-production as well, talking over myself. Flapjack will be joining us. I'm going to be future punking him.
Bing bong. Future punking here.
Really sorry about this. Turns out, scheduling difficulties and whatever, Flappy will not be joining us in this bonus episode. However, two things. Number one, I can absolutely guarantee that he is a real person. He does exist. It's not just me doing voices. Number two, I did speak to him, and we did agree that as things didn't work out this time around, he will be joining me for some video tete-a-tetes in the new year. The new year being what? 2016. Yeah, far into the future.
Let's get back to the show.
There is.
And so, what about you? Tell us about yourself.
Well, I was going to say there's someone else that you've forgotten.
Oh, you guys.
No, not you.
Oh.
Rory, the Rawmeister.
Oh, God damn it. Yes.
The Rawmeister's gone into hiding. We haven't actually seen him since the last episode we recorded was his last known whereabouts.
We thought that he was going to join us tonight, actually.
Yeah, his two last messages are, yeah, sorry, I need reminders, and feel free to spend the entire podcast slagging me off.
My last text to him was just, fuck, dot, dot, dot.
So I'm sick of hearing about Rory. What are we going to talk about?
Punkin's journey to
yes, oh shit,
the grandfather of Who Back When,
the guy whose erms on this podcast have caused me such an incredible amount of dismay in post-production.
It's not the erms I object to, it's the
So a little bit of backstory, guys. We have all recently been helping out with some of the production in our audiobooks, and podcasts, and you can sort of see what the sounds everyone makes like, and Ponkin's erms are you can pick them. You can see, just by shape, you can see they're coming.
They're like the Cetacean probe coming onto the right-hand side of the screen, just this massive, solid block of impenetrable meaninglessness.
I'd say something clever and or vitriolic, but I know that you guys are right, unfortunately. okay, so, yeah, there you go. There's one example of that. So I've already said this on the podcast. In fact, listen to episode 000, which is not counted towards these 100. I started watching Doctor Who when I was a kid. I grew up watching Tom Baker. In fact, where's my scarf? I'm going to get my scarf later on. I'm really watching myself not to say at this point. This is terrible.
Why did you start this podcast?
I started this podcast because Flapjack, whom you'll meet later on, and I, we'd been working together. And
had a few drinks.
We met working together. We then bonded even further smoking together cigarettes, for those of you in podcast land who think otherwise. And then we bonded even more over quitting our jobs at around about the same time. And we were freelancing from my sofa, didn't really know what to do with our lives.
Freelancing.
It sounds like a euphemism, but it isn't really one. And we didn't really know what to do with our spare time, because we had a lot of it. And we figured, we both like Doctor Who, let's just do something. Have you ever watched the classics? No, I've never watched the classics. I've watched the classics. Hey, fuck it. Let's record a podcast. And so that's what we did. But yeah, basically this was an exercise in delving deeper into something that I loved incredibly without really knowing it very well. Mm. I don't know about you guys. I mean, if you watch any of the classic... JD, I'm not looking at you in this case, because you've seen these and you know these so incredibly well. I mean, it's crazy how well you know these episodes. You're an encyclopedia of Who. But for us, we've never seen these classic episodes before, or these classic serials, but they're very clearly representative of something that we love as a whole without knowing that whole. Mm. So this was, creating this podcast was just sort of let's figure out why we love this so much.
I've also listened to episode 000 quite recently.
Oh, really?
And on it, one of you confidently asserts that, we'll probably be done with this in 3 years. And so
have you listened to the very first blooper reel that we did, in which we say, it's the very first sentence that we ever recorded. It's like, how long are we going to make this episode? It's like, I don't know, maybe they're all going to be 15 minutes long. So 2.5 years later, we're only 100 episodes in.
I think we got up to the 2.5 hour mark when we did one of the audiobooks. I think it was Human Resources.
Was that 2.5 hours?
Before it was edited down, it was just 2.5 hours, and we got to the, and we were 3/4 of the way through the second episode, and we sort of just went, we should probably wrap this up really quickly.
Okay, so I have a question.
Go for it.
A question. Since we've all coming at Who from different angles, and we saw they started this, on this podcast for various different reasons and various different times, how has that changed or your love or of Who? Has it got better? Has it got worse since going back and exploring more?
Drew.
For me, it's actually made me commit to Doctor Who. Because for ages...
put a ring on it. Is that where that one was?
Yeah.
All casual.
I would have a few one-night stands with it every year, and I sort of dip in and out.
Just the dip?
Yep. But now I actually... I much more enjoy engaging with it on a deeper level. I could be put off by a couple of bad episodes before and be like, this still isn't the show I'm waiting for, and I assume will magically become perfect at some point and then I'll get really into it. You've got to take a show like this with its manifold imperfections and enjoy the show for those as well as the bits that you actually enjoy.
But
their quality.
That's actually sort of brings me onto something that's way, way further down the list of bullet points that I thought we might be able to address tonight, and that is... I think the best thing about this has been there's a little community that's sort of growing out of this. Mm. And that definitely increases, I think I speak for all of us, our appreciation for this. Mm. Certainly for the project, for the podcast. But there have been occasions when we've received hate mail.
Really?
People have said,
I don't know, I'm privy to this. I don't think I've seen any.
I have them. Unfortunately, I have them on the computer that is also recording us, so I can't show you right now. Oh. But
I thought we were going to read them out.
No, however, I was going to say, we have the most common thing. There weren't many hate emails, but there were some. In fact, I think JD knows about at least a couple.
They were great fun. and bear in mind that what we need to remember when discussing these is that the, as you will see later on, when we have a number of videos from people who actually like us and write in on a regular basis, that the people who listen to this show are significantly more than the people who send the hate mail in.
Oh my God,
I've never actually received hate mail before. It's a very liberating experience. I also a lot, by the way. It's terrible. It's a very liberating experience getting hate mail. Because in one hand, some of the things that it says, you know that you do. Because sure. I think one of them was that you constantly clicked your lighter.
Oh yes, this was someone who made repeated comments about how Flapjack and I, we used to chain smoke through the early episodes, so you can hear us going like inhaling smoke. You can hear us clicking the lighters and whatever. Right. And he, this guy, this dude who commented, he was absolutely convinced that we were getting high, so we were being referred to as Cheech and Chong on the podcast. Like, you think you guys are Cheech and Chong? Like, fuck you guys. Like,
oh, they're fine. I bathe in those still, I think. I need the hate. It fuels me.
But what I was going to say was...
So if you wish to send hate mail, send it to @Nikulele.
It's like ukulele, but with Nick.
Yes, it is! Finally, some agreement.
All your hate mail will be like, no, it fucking doesn't.
But still, let's leave hate alone. Let's get back to the love.
Well, what I was going to say was, sorry, just the main point that was addressed, and this was multiple people, unless it's one guy who really hates us and created multiple accounts just to tell us this multiple times, was that why do we, if we profess to love Doctor Who so much, why do we give any episode or serial anything less than 5.0?
Oh,
like, why do we complain about these episodes that were just, basically he was saying, like, oh, this should be a Doctor Who jerk-off podcast where we do nothing but, like, massage the massive dong of Doctor Who.
Oh, that's... That's not love. But that's not... You don't love something if you think everything about it. Or that's
exactly.
Like, weird.
And we've said this on the show as well. We love Doctor Who so much that, on occasion, we hate parts of it. Oh. Like, we absolutely dislike parts of it because it's a fantastic thing and we want it to be perfect and we kind of expect it to be perfect.
Well, no, actually, I'm the other way. It's not that I've got to a point, actually, the podcast has helped me get to this point where actually quite a lot of what I enjoy about it is getting together with my friends and going, this fucking plot is riddled with holes. Did you feel this way when you saw this?
Yeah,
you felt this way.
Yeah.
I feel this
way. But in no
way
does that
crazy.
Diminish your appreciation.
No, it makes me better. It makes me like, next season, they're gonna make an amazing story. They're gonna fuck it up in some way. And I'm gonna call up all my friends.
And we're gonna put it on record.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people are gonna download it.
But I've probably been watching Doctor Who for longer than the three of you have been watching it put together. I think it's probably quite fair.
Definitely.
I haven't been alive that long.
which oddly is probably quite true considering our respective ages. And
that young dude,
1980 was the shout, right? Was that what you said? Your first one was?
That was the first episode that I watched. It was in 1980.
Nice. That's about. Oh shit! You do win. I mean, I wasn't quite born at that point.
It's blatant on this podcast how much I quite love Doctor Who, and everyone knows that. And you know, I can still listen to the audiobook like horror of what was the really poor one that we really
Horror of Glam Rock.
It was so bad. It was the best name for a fucking thing.
It's fantastic,
ever.
Right? But it was so bad that it then added a line to the Audio Who Review theme tune. There's a line in there, something about, what are they called? Stylophones.
The stylophones.
Yeah, stylophones are awful.
And it did. And, you know, everyone that that listens to this podcast will have heard my review of Love and Monsters.
Yeah.
And I loathe Love and Monsters. I think it's a hideous abomination of nature that should actually have been put down before it ever got shown to the human race, destroyed, obliterated, killed with fire or napalm. I'm easy. And that doesn't diminish from the fact that I will watch something like
Fear.
Doomsday.
Oh, Doomsday.
Or
The Edge of Destruction. The Edge of Destruction.
Or Edge of Destruction. Or Dalek Invasion of Earth. Or Spearhead from Space. And you'll get... And it doesn't take away from the fact that they're great episodes. I clearly love Doctor Who. Doesn't stop me thinking Love and Monsters is a pile of shit.
Agreed. I'm glad you clarified your love of Doctor Who. Because I you know... Doing that, watching it for 35 years and feeling indifferent would have been weird. This has been a weird thing you do.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sitting down watching it.
It's all right.
It's got to get good.
It's going to get good.
The odds are. Yeah.
The fourth decade would be better.
But, you know, I think that was probably the bit of hate mail that we got, which was... just so alien to me. You know, there have been 259 different stories that have been on TV. Okay. There have been over 300-400 audiobooks.
Wait, hang on. 259?
Yeah.
TV stories. And we have how many?
TV stories.
You
sound like my mum.
I know. I'm just watching the stories. We have reviewed 35 plus 28 of them.
Is that 63?
That is 63. Oh,
shit, someone should have said that.
Are we a quarter of the way through?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Bear in mind that you get 13 approximate new ones a year. And of those 259... they include in New Who all the two-parters, which you do as two episodes.
Plus, you have to add to the audiobook number all the ones that we're going to write in the future.
Oh my god, yes.
Our own audiobook.
Yes, okay. Oh, this is happening. Okay, hang on, sorry. JD, you were saying.
There's been 259. It would be impossible to love them all. You can't.
No, exactly.
You cannot love every single thing that comes out, because if you did... then the good ones become meaningless.
So yeah. what we're telling our viewers and prospective listeners is that you definitely jump on board for the journey, but it will be bumpy. It will be a bumpy, bumpy ride.
Yeah. Okay. So very recently, we had a few chats about this off mic. We recorded a couple, in fact, two comic book reviews, one episode. It was the very first time that we tackled comic books on Who Back When, because Titan Comics got in touch with us.
And we set out to be respectful.
Yeah.
Because...
and we really tried, and holy shit, I mean, it was so weird, because we recorded these reviews, and then afterwards, Nick, you listened to us...
So I was on a plane back from Philadelphia for some work, and I thought, I'll listen to the boys having done... Titan Comics were... ever so gracious, they got in touch with us and asked us to do the reviews, sent us a couple of copies. I was out of town, so Druid and Ponkin elected to do them, and I thought I'd listen to them, see how they're in. We sort of had a little chat about it, and we wanted to be true to what the podcast is, which is a review show. It is our thoughts, just our opinions and and ideas, and nothing really more than that. So I wanted to do that, but I also kind of wanted, they reached out to us, wanted to be nice and relatively respectful. If someone comes with you stuff, you don't want to just tear them. And I was wincing for the entire plane journey. I was just like, fuck! Hey, you guys think that?
See, that's the interesting... I think that's super funny, because afterwards we were having conversations about the same thing, but at least I was going like, oh, we really toned that down. Like, we really held back on those ones. And one of them, we tend to rate episodes and stories or whatever, in this case comic books, on a scale from 0.0 to 5.0, and one of them got like 0.7 or something. Not really the best.
Well, now,
brains.
If I could say, keep sending those comics. Integrity. I think it's like, okay, exactly. You reviewed stuff, you liked some stuff, you didn't like some stuff.
Exactly.
Have some more. Cause so basically, Podcast Land, we're going to, you know, tune in. We're going to do some more.
I think so.
Yeah.
Why not?
There's nothing to say that the one that you reviewed that got a, 0.7 and a 1.1.
He's memorized them. Those are the exact scores.
And the other one, which got a 4.2 from both of you.
That's amazing. This guy. Love this guy.
But bear in mind, you have two incredibly different scores.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. Do you know what? Even with the actual episodes, with the actual TV stories, we vary wildly, don't we?
Oh my god, yeah.
I mean, my score was just a little bit different to yours in Love and Monsters. Just it was like,
yeah, but
you know,
that's because,
fine margins.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's just because you were wrong. I mean, Love and Monsters is a terrible, terrible episode.
You're definitely all wrong.
The world agrees with everyone but you on this point.
You're Van Goghing right now.
Why?
Because when we're all gone, the rest of the human race were like, yes, that was the best one. These people were imbeciles.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say like a nice from far kind of thing.
Just not appreciated in our time.
Either that will happen or you will get 10,000 items of hate mail a week.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
So it's and win-win. most of them will come from me. we've gone back and, we've looked at, As a doctor, we looked at both the entirety of Eccleston so far and the entirety of Hartnell. And when we did the retrospectives, I think we both had things where, because we've done the retrospectives between us, things which we've changed significantly our view on from start to finish. Because I think we both thought Eccleston, after rewatching and doing the first series of Eccleston, was very, very much a very different doctor than we both expected, having rewatched them from start to finish.
Agrees.
Because you didn't like him originally.
No, I mean, I'd only seen these, in fact, all of these New Who episodes, I've only seen them once. So in conjunction with the reviews, it's only the second time that I'm watching them, and my memory of Eccleston was that, holy fuck, he's not Tom Baker. I don't approve of him, basically.
Badass. He's badass.
Yeah, now I absolutely recognise that. He is fantastic.
And when we did the Hartnell retrospective, how much love we both gave Hartnell, the Hartnell years. And, the Hartnell years has the web planet.
Yeah.
Which is, I was going to say My Love and Monsters, but, Love and Monsters is My Love and Monsters. we have the web planet, which is still my single favourite episode of Who Back When. Because you and Flappy make the web planet seem like a good episode. And that is probably the highest praise that
like a good episode?
You make it funny.
We tear the shit out of that serial.
Yeah, do it in a very, very funny way. It makes it sound like a very good episode. And now I can watch the web planet and laugh. Oh. Whereas previously I used to watch the web planet and cry.
You didn't know this, sorry, JD, another piece of trivia about JD. In case you didn't know this, listen to the Who Back When review of The Web Planet, because JD sent in what was effectively an audition tape. He recorded the audio of his mini review sent it in, and it's beautifully vitriolic. It's just, it's poetry and hatred. It's fantastic.
Now, see, here's the thing about the, on the theme of us, seemingly sometimes ripping the shit or hating particular parts, but actually being part of a bigger love, is that it's kind of like, it's a community thing. It's like I can say shit about my family or the town I'm from, and I can say, yeah, Portsmouth, which is where I'm from, is a shithole. But as soon as someone else says Portsmouth, when I hear out the, people that are not Whovian, they're just like, yeah, Doctor Who's shit, I'm like, fucking wrong. And it's part of that thing. You can only really badmouth it if you love it.
That's a really good point. That's a super good point.
I refer you to the Love and Monsters episode, funnily enough, where I made the joke, play up Clompy, and you were like, hey, watch it. That's something dear to my heart. And then Leon had to cut out some more threats.
It's true, he's right.
So don't go there. Portsmouth, I mean.
Which one did you most enjoy reviewing? Let's do that.
Okay, so I think my favourite... Actually, it's the first time I met JD, which is...
War Machines.
War Machines. Well, actually, I've kind of got a bit of a set there. They all happen very close to each other. So War Machines is great because it's Kit Peddler, it's beginnings, sort of post... But, you know, trying to make a sort of new Daleks, and it was all, yeah, it was all fucked up, but that was hilarious. Gunfighters was pretty good.
We had a lot of fun on Gunfighters.
We had a lot of fun on Gunfighters. The only thing I'm just realising now, whilst we're talking and we've got this recording, is how fucking stupid is that title? It's like, the Knife Stabbers. What are they else doing with the gun? Anyway, but that was a fun one. And I know good historical. And then the first iteration of Cybermen and the 10th Planet, or, you know, if we could retcon it, the 9th Planet.
You're only listing classic reviews.
Yes, yeah, I am.
So do you like the classics more than the
I've got more out of them.
Okay.
I feel like I've a richer experience for going back and finding some of the history embedded within.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Just seeing the seeing it from a different perspective is super interesting. Drood, how about you?
I'm going to give you a quick answer because I haven't really been around long enough.
Okay.
I think we're still gelling as a team. I think I've only been involved with us three on New Who's, and I think genuinely we're still getting better every time.
What's the best one though so far?
Well, the highest rating I've given is to the Runaway Brides.
No, but the actual podcast is...
The actual recording. Which one did you enjoy recording or reviewing the most?
I think The Runaway Bride as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a very shallow, superficial memory, so of course I remember more of that. But I think we laugh more in The Runaway Bride than possibly any other.
It's very, very possible. I think you make a good point. Like, we're getting kind of more comfortable... Well, we've kind of found our tempo in a way, like the three of us sharing one microphone, whereas in the beginning it was like, oh, do we hold back and let the others talk? Do we all hog it? Like, what kind of jokes can we make? How vulgar can we be?
How much do we drink when podcasting? Oh,
okay, that's another bullet point on my list. Wait for it.
Do we invite Rory?
That's coming up.
We couldn't have done this 10 episodes ago. We would have been fumbling it at every stage.
Wait, are we not fumbling it now? Well, we were fumbling it in the beginning, but...
And we're all fumbling each other in this giant...
JD, how about you? What's your best experience of the podcast so far?
There were a couple of audiobooks that we did that I think we were...
I was hoping that you'd say that.
That we were significantly just rolling over with laughter doing. No More Lies was one of them.
Yeah.
Human Resources, because we both dearly loved Human Resources.
It's fantastic. You'd like it. It's got Mondas Cyberman. Mm-hmm.
I had great fun doing the commentary for Rose.
Oh, yeah. We received hate mail for that one, by the way. Callback. Do you remember that?
I did. I remember the hate mail I got for the commentary of Rose. We also got good comments about the commentary of Rose.
Yes, we did. Sorry for the negative tangents.
There is an unreleased episode that will never, ever be released because we deleted it when we tried to do commentary for Edge of Destruction.
Yeah, it was impossible.
Because... It is so slow. It would have been literally 50 minutes of you listening to me and Ponkin be silent.
Yeah, or just talking about something completely irrelevant because all happens in that serial.
I'm sorry that I haven't been, you know, the past 6 months I've been, unfortunately, due to work, unable to do anything on the podcast. But, you know, I have enjoyed pretty much all of them that we've done, except one.
Oh, really? Which one?
Which was the... I think it was the second one, because when Nick and I, we did War Machines. Then we tried to do...
Girl in the Fireplace.
Despite an hour and a half of trying, we just failed miserably to record an episode.
But was that because we were trying to do
we were trying to do
freeform?
Hard.
It was like, let's do this freeform.
But I think we all loved it so much I think we were trying too hard.
I think it was a freeform thing for me personally.
I think it was that as well, yeah.
Because I'm very structured. I like my notes, and I like knowing which order we're going to do things in.
Presumably where we're going is the lowest point of our podcast thing. So my one, I think you'll go for the Girl in the Fireplace first recording the podcast land you'll never hear, I'm afraid. But I think the freeform stuff wasn't a bother for me. My point is that I love that thing so much, and I still do, that I kind of got in my own head about, like, I forgot the fun part of our podcast, and I just wanted to get to the listener and be like, these are all the reasons why I love this and you should too, with that, and forgetting that actually that's not the point always.
Really? To me, Girl in the Fireplace is a hilarious review.
Oh, the second one? The one that we didn't record.
Oh, the one like the unreleased one.
The second one, when I calmed the fuck down, had a few drinks and we recorded again. that was actually one of the best. In fact, actually, that's the yin and yang of this whole podcast. Once you can chill out a little bit, it's not too taxing. But yeah, the first one, I think I was just too in my head about.
Did we have the favourite nomination from the guy who's done all 100? And one.
I have a lot of favourites.
Because your answer will be definitive.
No, not necessarily. I have a few that I re-listened to. I mean, I re-listened to a lot of them a lot. I mean, there's a level of narcissism associated with that. But there are a few that I re-listened to a lot, or more often than others. And they are probably actually The Web Planet is the one I listen to the most often. Which I do with Flapjack. The second Peter Cushing one. Which was you and Rory, I think.
That was very funny.
It was one with the three of us. Now I can't remember which one it is. The one with the girl who draws.
Fear her.
Because it's such a shit story, and holy crap, did we have a good time.
Clover.
For audiobooks, it is, I kind of desperately want to throw in a soundbite here, or rather a music cue, because it's No More Lies.
What you're listening to now is Ponkin, and what he's doing as he's sitting there in his chair by the microphone is he's talking about the episode No More Lies.
So for the people who aren't benefiting from the post-production, so we had been recording for like, I don't even know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. We recorded for a long time on that one. And every now and then, it's like, it's set on this picturesque estate. And every now and then, JD would just go into cucumber sandwich mode and talk about like something beautiful and idyllic. And I overlaid music on it because it was just the most perfect thing. And it cracked me up to no end. It was fantastic. In fact, my mum has listened to that one and commented on how funny you were. So, I think those are the ones.
Yeah.
Those are probably like the main... But I can't really pick a favourite.
That's good. You sucked all our egos. We were appeased.
Oh, nice.
What about the flip side?
Yeah. Okay, so... the one that I... This is not necessarily my least favorite episode or least favorite review as such, but certainly the one that I had, like, the worst time working on. It took, like a month for me to get it through post-production.
Yeah, both at the time recording and in post-production, it just drained you.
This was the Satan Pit, and the reason for that was that before we even pressed record, I think it was before?
Oh, yeah, you were battered.
So I had an entire bottle of wine to myself. You gave me a double of scotch. I'd had at least one beer, and I'm pretty sure I had either a gin or vodka martini.
And Rory was there.
And Rory, but that's not. But that's fine.
He's the master of misrule.
But anyway, I felt terrible, so that's why I'm very quiet in that episode.
It was very funny.
I was in such a foul mood. I'm so sorry, guys.
I still want to know what your second and third points
I'm
were.
So sorry. I cannot apologize enough for that. So yeah, that's the one that I hated the most.
My lowest point that I might actually announce now that I think I might leave the podcast because of this, is that hitherto I've yet to receive any hate mail. And unless that changes, podcast.
God damn you. You do realise they arrive in my phone.
I want all of the hate mail.
Dear Nikulele.
How do you spell that?
That's Nick with a ukulele.
Sort of.
I am thinking that you need to be more violent about your opinions of love and monsters.
I violently love it.
Love and hatred, Flappy. I must say, I also, there was a bonus episode that I really adored doing.
Which one's that?
Springtime for 347.
Oh, why don't you explain to the dear people of YouTube/podcastland what Springtime for 347 is, and then we will make a minor announcement.
Springtime for 347 is, we were doing a few thank yous to people who had written in and reviews, and reviewed on iTunes, I think it was. And we were doing a fake audiobook adventure trailer, and it starred someone that lives in my spare room, which is Dalek 347.
Thank you. Go back and watch Knots Landing, okay?
It was a fake audiobook trailer, and we did a Springtime for 347, and we did another one. It's title I actually can't remember.
The Bees, oh no, not the Bees.
The Bees.
Okay, so the minor announcement is Drood and I were sitting down talking about Doctor Who, as one does, maybe creating a Doctor Who audiobook of our own, and we started plotting something, and we have sort of a plot.
Thanks to Miramu.
Thanks to Miramu, who is currently operating the camera, we have, I think, the makings of a pretty entertaining audiobook, but it still needs to be fleshed out, so we need help, and we need help.
And we need to figure out the we need to figure out the time mechanics of exactly how it is three doctors can...
Exactly. Spoiler alert, it's a three-doctor adventure.
Actually, that's my favourite part about this about the podcast. Not actually so much ripping it to shit or getting to a friend. It's fixing the holes.
It's rewriting the bits.
That's half of the fucking podcast, is rewriting it so it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm on board. See you.
What is happening off camera to stop this universe just collapsing in an implosion of paradoxes? Do people still review on iTunes, by the way?
People still do review on iTunes. Thank you so much if you've reviewed us on iTunes. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Just do it now. Also, please pop a comment under this video on YouTube. We have not done a fake audiobook trailer in a while. JD, do you feel the calling now that you're back?
I do. I feel the calling. And besides, 347's nearly finished my Knots Landing box set. So, he's ready. I'm ready. Having... you know, not done anything, I'm ready to throw myself into absolutely anything of your insanity.
Nice.
Because bear in mind that, you know...
You are so going to regret saying that.
Because you know, Nick, Drew, Rory, Flappy, assorted guest hosts, and myself wouldn't be anything without you. Well, in fact, we'd all probably be better without you, but... you know, you're the one that brought us all together to do this podcast.
Thanks, and also, wait, what? What just happened?
You are the central flagpole upon which we are raised.
I heard, you had me at flagpole.
Mm. That's what she said. When we were inviting our wonderful listeners to write in, to send videos in, there was 5 questions sent out on Doctor Who. Question number one. We'll go to Ponkin first on this one. Who is your favourite Doctor?
I'm going to have to divvy it up between classic and... or one for classic and one for new. For classic, it is bar none Tom Baker. And for new, it's Capaldi. At least at the moment. And I don't think it's just because it's the current one. Capaldi is fantastic.
Drew!
Well, before we started... I would have said, maybe Tennant, maybe Smith. Having watched some of Tennant, it's not him anymore.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
Who is it?
Well, Capaldi's catching up fast, but I'm gonna stick with Smith.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's got a sort of...
you know, he's up for it.
You were usually good at this. Who the fuck was that?
I was so close to saying, like, the standards, like, oh my god, Matt Smith is in the room, but no. No.
Matt Smith is very far from this room.
Okay, Nick, what about you?
I toss up between Eccleston and Smith. Eccleston or Ballard, I think.
Hmm.
He leaves a sort of better watermark.
He's darker. Think,
yeah.
Mm.
He's still a war criminal.
Prefer a war criminal. Isn't that just... That's retconned. He wasn't a war criminal, a proper war criminal during his run.
Eccleston run, he is.
Hurt retconned him being a war criminal.
Exactly. It's only now that you know that he was a war criminal during that year.
No, I knew it because he says he burns them all or some shit. In Dalek.
Yep. Nick's right. When you watch it through...
Yes, suck a bag of dicks!
When you watch it through for the first time, he's a war criminal. But when you watch Day of the Doctor, he's now not. Because
I'm fine staying with Eccleston as a war criminal.
Fair enough. JD, how about you?
I'm going to have to do a Ponkin. I'm going to have to split them between classic and new.
Fair enough.
New Who would probably have to still be Tennant, although Capaldi is literally breathing down his neck. The problem with Capaldi has been the writing. It hasn't given him what I think it should have done. If Russell T. Davis had been writing Capaldi, we'd have been great.
Mm.
The classic Who... Paul McGann.
Oh. So are you basing that mainly on the audiobooks?
I'm basing that...
Solely on
entirely,
the audiobooks.
Entirely, you 20, must be.
25% on the audiobooks and 75% on Night of the Doctor.
Oh, the 50th.
Oh, yeah.
Where you could watch for 8 minutes Paul McGann being brilliant and certainly far better than Matt Smith's floppy-haired...
Agreed. Oh my god, agreed.
Well, I disagree.
What does Matt Smith think, then?
Okay. Okay, moving on.
All right, next question.
If you had to choose classic Who or new Who, what do you think, Ponkin?
I haven't seen enough of classic Who to really make a judgment call here.
Oh,
but that's literally the question.
I know, but it's and I know, I fucking wrote that question. That's the level of
make
hypocrisy here. Such hypocrisy. Okay. Oh.
You have to choose.
Oh,
you have to.
Oh, classic Who. Yeah, classic Who. And it's not for all the... it has all the really super cheesy 60s, 70s stuff, but it also... It's the foundation of this thing. And it's the thing that I grew up with. I didn't grow up with New Who. I grew up with Classic Who. And it's... Yeah, I love it. Absolutely.
So I'm going to be unsurprising and go with New Who. But the reason being is not quite as straightforward. I think it's because... So when I watch Classic Who, you know, we're going through it. It has this finality around... It's done. That series is done. That serial's done. It's written. No one's going to get it. Whereas New Who, I've still got that thing. It's like, but maybe they'll write the next episode much better, and it's this, you know, it's the open-endedness of New Who that I'm still digging. I'm just like, one day they'll get it fucking right.
See, but but don't you feel but the thing is, like, since we haven't seen all of Classic yet, don't you feel like, I mean, in my mind, it's a show that's still going on. Like, in a way, it's still going on. At least for me, it's still going on.
Yes,
at some point I'm going to reach that point where it's like, oh shit, I've seen all of Classic Who, but there's more of New Who. I may actually change sides.
Okay, so
now.
Maybe let me rephrase. Maybe what was inelegant. What I was saying is that I might hit a crest of amazing Classic Who, but it will inevitably lead me to
New Who.
New
yeah.
Whereas New Who could hit heights that hitherto have been unseen.
Sure.
I'm a glass half full type of dude.
He says, pointing at his half full glass.
This one's difficult for me, but I am going to say classic. And
why?
Production value wise, there's New Who knocks that out of the park, but there is something nostalgic about watching a black and white serial with wobbly sets, but brilliant, brilliant acting. There is no one better than Barbara Wright and Ian Chesterton on screen for just, you know, selling a polystyrene monster coming towards them. When Barbara is being suckered by the Dalek at the end of, when you just see the sucker at the end of episode one, she sells screaming quite well at that point. So, I'd have to go with Classic Who.
I've got to say, as a little aside, I watched a YouTube video of American teens reacting to Doctor Who. So a bunch of some teens that had seen Doctor Who, some, you know, so some were just don't know, and some were watching it for the first time, and they were like, there were lots of New Who trailers and stuff, and some of them were like, the fuck is that? Like, the production values, you know, the millions of pounds that they spend now, and we're currently in awe of versus Classic Who. Still pretty bad, apparently.
Really?
For some of the kids, like, some of the CGI looks a bit crappy, or some of the, like, I don't know, I guess Cybermen look a bit shit, no matter how much money you put on them.
Strangely biblical parallels here. It's like, Classic Who is like the Old Testament. I know the rough outline of it. I've seen very little of it, or read very little of it. New Who, New Testament, I'm much more down with that. I have a much greater knowledge. I've only seen McGann, that's like the Apocrypha. I don't even know what to fucking make of that. I'm going to go with New Who.
All right. Fair enough.
Apocrypha McGann. If and when we ever come time to do the movie, we're definitely going to refer to him as Apocrypha McGann.
What do you mean if? Give it,
as.
Yeah, give it 3 years and we'll be there.
Okay, third question.
Question the third. Which is your favourite Doctor Who serial / episode ever? JD! Because you've got the biggest knowledge and the most to choose from,
yeah.
You'll have the most valid answer, frankly.
It's also an incredibly hard question for any Doctor Who fan to ever possibly answer, because it depends on your mood at the time. From New Who, certainly isn't Love and Monsters.
Just making that clear.
I will make that clear right now. My favourite from New Who is an episode called Turn Left, which you haven't quite got to yet. It's Donna Noble. It's Catherine Tate.
Really?
Okay.
Turn left?
Turn left.
Right.
We talked about this on the podcast before. I look forward to potentially changing my mind about Donna Noble when we get to Turn Left.
Yeah, I've seen Turn Left. It's strong.
Yeah.
Strongest.
You know, most people will pick Blink or Dalek, but, you know, I'm a fan of Turn Left. Okay. From Classic Who is significantly more difficult, because I want to wind you up and just say Edge of Destruction. Because that would make me feel good. There are so many to choose from, so putting a pin in The Curse of Fenric.
I'm
Sylvester McCoy.
I have not seen that one.
McCoy. Nick, you're a person. You go next.
I think relatively easy, even though there's been loads of the stuff that have, especially in Classic Who, that I've been discovering, like the, you know, like War Machine stuff. But it's The Girl in the Fireplace. Yeah. Easy.
Okay.
It's captured my heart. How about you, Drew?
I'm going to go with the 50th anniversary one.
I cannot take you seriously with that thing on.
I'm going to go with the 50th anniversary one. Is it The Day of the Doctor?
Mm.
Is that what it's called? I thought that was a landmark episode that entirely lived up to its billing. You know, Nick has said how whenever Doctor Who builds up to something really big, there's a tremendously unsatisfying, underwhelming payoff. But The Day of the Doctor knocked it out of the park for me.
Okay. For me, I don't know. It is really tough, because I'm also conscious of the fact that I there's so much Classic Who that I haven't seen yet that I'm sure is going to be so much better than this. And I also want to take this opportunity, JD, I can't take you seriously either. really need to take this opportunity to kind of retcon myself from our Hartnell retrospective. Dalek Invasion of Earth is simply better than the Daleks' Master Plan. So yeah, I think at least for Classic, I'm not going to speak for New Who, I don't know. Yeah, I can't really make up my mind. But for Classic, Dalek Invasion of Earth.
Yeah,
the Hartnell version,
I think we spent 5 minutes on the Hartnell retrospective talking while you were answering your question about how wrong you were in that one.
Yeah. Okie dokie, question four. Which is your least favourite serial or episode ever? Drood.
Oh, crumbs. I felt certain you were going to go with anyone else. Ever.
Ever?
Oh, crumbs. Like, that I've ever seen ever.
Yeah. Worst one.
Now I know how Miriam feels.
Mm.
Just being sprung on like that.
Yes, there you go. I wouldn't expect you to prepare for this. You're only co-hosting a
Doctor Who podcast.
I haven't seen these questions. Ever. Come back to me.
Oh, okay. Let's pretend that we cut that out. JD, least favourite one.
Okay, I'm going to do two because I have to. I've separated classic and new.
Okay.
On all of them. So I think that for classic Who, I would have to go. with the Web Planet.
Oh, yeah, for a moment there, I wasn't sure.
I loved the review of it, but I hated the episode. Classic Who, Web Planet. Out of the ones that we've done, there is one significantly later, which is worse, but I'll wait until you experience that all on your own.
Ooh.
For New Who, it has to be Love and Monsters.
Yeah, I knew
as if anyone that has ever listened to this podcast would ever say that I would say anything else other than that complete pile of shit.
Yeah, I didn't realise you felt that way.
Shit.
I always thought it was plus 10 he was giving you.
Abominable shit.
How about you?
Mine is one of those things that we were talking about earlier where it was terrible. I do dislike the thing, but now I've come to weirdly love it as a thing that I've, as an object of derision, I guess, and the fun that we had reviewing it, which was Fear Her. That shit is hilariously bad, but it's, in so many ways. But now I've got this weird fondness for it. Yeah.
Interesting.
I odd.
Oh. I don't think it's anywhere near as bad as Love and Monsters. Which
you're
absolutely
so wrong.
Oh,
I feel like TARDIS Wikia has got my back on this.
That was the second worst one, I think. Love and Monsters was the worst one?
No, it's the other way fucking round.
It was the other way around. You're right.
Two to me.
For me, it's... For New Who, it's definitely Love and Monsters. For classic... Oh, I'm so tempted to say Web Planners. I'm actually also very tempted to say Edge of Discretion, but it's not Edge of Discretion. And no, I know what it is. Celestial Toymaker. Fuck that episode.
The racist one.
Yeah, well, the super duper racist one.
They're all a little racist. This one is particularly racist.
This one raised the bar for racism.
Yeah, you know, even because some of them you can say it's a product of its time. Celestial Toymaker, you can't even give it that benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
It is just racist.
Yeah, it's... But even if it weren't racist, it's...
It would still be bad.
Absolute garbage. I mean, it's just a waste of celluloid. No, absolutely. That's
okay,
my answer.
So you've done new, and you've done classic. Is there not another category that you might pick?
Oh my god! Worst audio. Best or worst audio.
Come on, Liam.
I mean,
you know what I want you to say.
Yeah. I think the worst one to date is definitely... We haven't even reviewed it yet, but it's absolutely Wirren Dawn. Possibly Horror of Glam Rock.
But we have been saying that we will actually review Wirren Dawn for, I think, the past 9 months.
Yeah.
Which now means I've listened to Wirren Dawn at least 4 times.
Yeah, same here.
What's worse about that, the worst thing about that, is that's now the podcast's longest running trope.
Yeah.
So as soon as you fucking do it, we've got nothing to say now. It's one of our catchphrases.
Ooh.
But it's good. You know, from an audiobook point of view, I can't go with Wirren Dawn being the worst one, and I can't go with Horror.
Okay.
Because I have to go with Hot House.
Which
had me actually recording it in tears. Because I'm terrified of plants that move. I can't watch Day of the Triffids. I can't watch Seeds of Doom. I can't watch The Avengers, Man-Eater, Sorry Green. So I had to listen to Hot House so many times.
I'm sorry to have put you through that.
I was nearly in tears doing this audiobook. But what's your favourite audiobook? That's what we didn't answer earlier.
Human Resources, I think.
Yes. Okay, we're going to agree on that one.
Yeah, that one's just absolutely amazing. But I haven't heard it nearly as many as you have. Hang on, let's. I feel like we're missing something here. Drood. Oh, hey, hi.
It was about time.
I haven't asked you yet, I think.
I really wish we'd asked you earlier.
Yeah, me too. I've been chafing at the bit.
Mm.
I'm going to go with the chomping at the bit. So I'm going to go with the time of the Doctor to make it symmetrical. Because as brilliant as the Day of the Doctor was, and the Night of the Doctor...
Mm.
The Time of the Doctor, Matt Smith's farewell episode, where he's just stuck on this wooden planet for like hundreds of years. And it's like,
a town called Christmas.
Yeah.
The fuck did that even mean? That never got resolved for me.
it's just dreadful. And like I said, Matt Smith was my favourite Doctor, and he was not served well.
Bing bong. Future Punkin' here.
In the spirit of full disclosure, the camera batteries basically ran out, and as a consequence, we don't really have any footage of our reaction. But I can assure you that we were mightily impressed by what I am about to show you now. Check this out. When we decided to do the 100th, there were lots of different ideas. We were tossing around, like, should we do this? Should we do that? Should we do sort of a best of? Should we do a massive blooper reel? Whatever, blah, 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 blah. In the end, we decided, let's hear from, like, our core following. Our super fans. And don't get me wrong, all of our fans are super.
Freaking love you guys!
But there are some that have just been around since we started this show, basically. And others who have been incredibly vocal and have contributed tons and tons of mini-reviews and just their thoughts on the episodes and the serials that we've reviewed on Who Back When. We put together a few questions, and here's a little supercut of what they sent in. And also, I want to say that two of our contributors, they gave us a little gift. One of them I'm going to save until a little bit later. The other one's going to be the first clip that you see here. It comes from Trenton Bless, that's Bless, with two S's. He made Who Back When a classic Who intro animation. I think that's super duper cool. Trenton, thank you so much. That is absolutely awesome. Here we go.
Yes. I'm Trenton, and today I'm here to wish the Who Back When a happy 100 episodes.
Hey, Punkin.
Hello, Who Back When. Happy 100th episode.
Congratulations for the 100th episode.
It's Gallifreyan Buccaneer.
Hello, guys. This is the Debster.
Hey, guys. Kyle Rath here, a.k.a. Sinister Super Spy.
Hello, everybody at Who Back When. This is Steven. FGamer82 on Twitter and a lot of other places online. Zedoctor, anywhere I'm not.
Hello, this is Gina Guerrero.
Hi, this is Fabiola, a longtime Doctor Who fan, and also, of course, a longtime fan of Who Back When.
And I want to wish you all a happy 100th episode.
Congratulations on 100 episodes.
That's a big goal. That's a milestone. That's huge.
Now, who is my favorite Doctor? That would be Sylvester McCoy's Doctor, the Seventh Doctor.
I have to say it's Sylvester McCoy, the Seventh Doctor.
He's manipulative, he's not very Doctor-y, and I just really like Sylvester McCoy.
Not for any special reason, though I think. The fact that I also liked his companion at the time, Ace, probably has something to do with it.
Now, honestly, this question kind of annoys me. It's kind of cheesy, but whatever Doctor I happen to be watching, I enjoy.
Tennant.
So my favorite new Who Doctor is Peter Capaldi. He's more like the classic series Doctors.
A couple months ago, I would have said Matt Smith, just because he's funny, I like the way he acts, and he was the Doctor when I started watching the show.
It fluctuates, depending on who I'm watching.
I feel that each incarnation has its peculiarities, and it's hard to define what makes a favorite Doctor.
Without a doubt, it is Tom Baker. I grew up with him.
of course, the incomparable Tom Baker, the fourth Doctor. He's the Doctor of my childhood when I very first started watching the series.
I adore him completely, but I love all the Doctors in their own unique and wonderful way.
And it seems to me that he is actually, like, the most alien, if you can say it that way, of all the Doctors, so...
Recently, Peter Capaldi has given such an amazing performance that he's moved up to the position of my favorite.
Tennant was my first Doctor, and I think he's still one of the best.
But I'd say my favorite Doctor at the moment, overall, is Patrick Troughton.
Classic would be the second Doctor, and the fourth Doctor, of course.
When I first started watching Doctor Who, I watched a lot of Matt Smith, and I saw a lot of Troughton in Matt when I started watching the classic series.
And then for new, it would probably be the 10th Doctor, because I definitely have a soft spot for him.
If I had to choose between Classic Who and New Who...
This is really hard.
I've seen a lot more Classic than New Who, so I'd have to say Classic.
That isn't a question. There's only Who.
Probably Classic, just because there's more of it. But New Who is bloody well great, so...
It has a radioactive cabbage, Time Lords running around fields in improbable shoes, and wondrously silly things that you just don't get in New Who anymore.
But I never got any connection to Classic Who, so I'm a New Who guy.
If I had to choose, I'd choose New Who as my personal favorite, just because it's much more fast-paced and flows nicer.
There's something that I love about Classic Who stories, because I think with having multiple episodes, you have time to really explore and learn about the different characters and then the world that the Doctor is visiting.
If I had to choose between the classic or new, I'm going to go with the classic series.
And that's I feel like that's something that we don't get as much in New Who.
If I had to choose between classic or new, I'd probably go with New Who, mostly just because generally faster pacing and stronger overall storylines.
The classic series had really, really good stories.
Okay, New Who is really, really good. I really love it, especially with Peter Capaldi. I think it has really, really improved quite a lot.
Well, New Who, it's had a lot of hits and misses.
But, I don't know, I guess just out of nostalgia, I'm gonna say Classic Who. Just because that's the series that I grew up with.
First that comes to my head is Talons of Wang Chiang, which is a fourth Doctor story.
My favorite, personally, is Series 5, Episode 10, Vincent and the Doctor. Probably the most touching and lovely of any serial ever created.
But I also really like Pandoric Opens, The Big Bang, the Series 5 ending two-parter.
If I did have to pick one, I would probably go with the Daleks' Master Plan, because as I said before, I'm a sucker for the epic scale, and that's definitely something that Master Plan goes for. Or a Classic Who, at least, and then Day of the Doctor for similar reasons in New Who.
Genesis of the Daleks, without a doubt.
That's an easy one. The Girl in the Fireplace. Blink is very cool, very scary.
It's gotta be Heaven Sent. Not the one where he's on Gallifrey, but the one right before that. Just because from beginning to end, there were so many things that I wasn't expecting and that I did expect. And those together, along with an amazing performance, just really just blew that episode out of the water.
And I think this whole story arc of the silence with River Song, these are some very cool episodes. I really like them.
Unearthly Child. Just because that was the one that started it all.
The Moon Base. The Moon Base is my favorite. Out of all of them. It just gets everything right. It's the classic base under siege story that Doctor Who is just so good at doing.
City of Death. I think that there's something awesome about the fourth Doctor getting to actually travel through time and have to deal with an alien race and an alien who's been traveling through time as well.
Polly, Ben, and Jamie, PB&J, they're great as companions.
I really don't like Terminus from the Fifth Doctor series, where Nyssa leaves. Hate that episode.
The Idiot's Lantern comes to mind.
The war machines. I've always hated how they write out Dodo's role in the story.
Daleks of Manhattan.
these farting aliens.
If you see Daleks of Manhattan after watching Genesis of the Daleks, you'll know why you want to throw a stool at the telly while screaming at the top of your voice.
Really bad stuff.
It's, of course, the web planet.
The web planet.
Hit that awful sound.
Irritating.
So annoying.
Take a guess.
Season 2, Serial 5, The Web Planet. I don't think I need to say anything more.
Yeah, that's right. It's The Web Planet, because there is nothing good about that serial at all. My favorite episode of Who Back When has got to be the Web Planet one, just because they tore that apart, so it was great.
My favorite episode, definitely the Web Planet.
The Web Planet. It's a shit serial, but the show itself is a lot of fun.
It's really hard to pick one, but I think just the Web Planet, just because it was just so god-awful. You guys really did a very good job on that. I really love that review.
How awful you kept banging on it with the bloody noise. Insert here. And it is awful. I watched it the other day, it's really bad.
I would say the Hartnell retrospective, because I've not seen a lot of Hartnell yet.
I think the new ones are very enjoyable, very, very interesting, but I think the older ones are the best ones.
My favorite episode of Who Back When is an oldie, but it is my favorite and one I've listened to multiple times because it still cracks me up every single time, is the review for The Edge of Discretion.
The Dalek Invasion of Earth is probably the one that I have a special place in my heart for, because I remember that was the very first one I listened to from start to finish.
Now when I watch it, which I have watched it more than one time now, I can hear them and what they've talked about when I watch the episode, and it just makes me crack up.
You're doing a bang-up job. It's a really fun podcast. I'm glad to contribute. And once again, happy 100.
Thanks for having me do this.
Say hi to everybody for me, and thanks for asking me, and I hope some of this is of some editable use. Goodbye.
Congratulations on reaching 100 episodes, guys, and continue making more comedy gold.
Congratulations on your 100th episode.
I just want to wish you guys a happy 100th episode.
Thank you very much for inviting me to do this, and I hope to do more with you guys in the future. So thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hope for another good 100, another 100 more episodes. Maybe I'll do another of these. Maybe we'll do another of these at that time. But as Pumpkin would say, ciao and goodbye.
You know, love you guys. You guys are wonderful. Love your website, your podcast, and I look forward to more of your reviews.
I also want to thank Who Back When for kind of endearing this little Who Back When community, because in the very beginning, there was a couple of us that were able to do review our own little reviews of the stories that were read, and then our reviews were read on the podcast.
I think that's a great podcast and quite an achievement to produce 100 episodes of pure extravaganza and Doctor Who reviews.
And through that, I have made friends all over the world, especially Kyle. Me and him have become very good friends and discuss Doctor Who all the time. And that wouldn't have happened without the Who Back When podcast.
I'm looking forward for the special episode. See you around. Bye-bye.
To another 100 episodes, and hopefully I'll be able to come out to London again and maybe record another podcast with Pumpkin. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks very much. Goodbye, Tron.
Woo! That was pretty awesome. Okie dokie. For those of you who sent stuff in and are currently thinking, wait, hang on, that's way less than I sent in. We got like an hour and a half of footage, and it's simply more than I could edit into this one episode. But I promise, New Year's resolution, that footage is going to be used. So in 2016, one of the many, many mini projects of Who Back When is going to be taking all of those other bits of video that we haven't used in this bonus episode and put together different videos. Yeah, why not? We've got a YouTube channel. Let's make use of it. Anyway, I think it's time to round off this episode. It's time to reveal the other surprise that one of our listeners made for us. This one comes from Stephen.
Stephen!
And I think I'm just going to let him do the talking. It's pretty awesome.
And before we begin working on going through the questionnaire you guys sent, I did want to let you know I made you guys a little gift to commemorate the occasion. If you go to tvtropes.org and do a search for Who Back When, I hope you'll all be pleasantly surprised.
S-Gamer, you are
such an incredible, amazing legend for having done this. People out there in podcast land / YouTube land who don't know about this, go to tvtropes.org. It's a time vampire of a website. It's so awesome. You can check tropes and track tropes between TV shows and movies and all kinds of stuff. And it turns out, I didn't know this, you can track tropes in podcasts as well. And you can now go to tvtropes.org and look for Who Back When, where you will find our theme song. This podcast provides examples of catchphrase, like when Ponkin has to edit in a note or correction after the episode was recorded, we'll get an interruption starting with Bing Bong, future Ponkin here. So on and so forth. We are now on tvtropes.org. S-Gamer, I cannot thank you enough. Amazing. Cannot thank you enough.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely amazing.
Not only that, I love how he's one of a very few people who actually put my name as small j, capital D.
Oh, I know,
which,
I know.
Which is the attention to detail that he, that S-Gamer has put onto this is absolutely amazing.
It's at tvtropes.org, search for Who Back When. I hope you all like what you find there. And any other Who Back When listeners who want to contribute and make that page better, go for it. I encourage it. Anything we do, to, as Pumpkin says, spread the gospel.
Go to tvtropes.org, in the search box, type Who Back When, and thank you very, very, very much. As someone that loves this website and reads it a lot, I'm slightly weepy. I feel like I can't break the running gag now, which means I can never, ever tape We're in Dawn.
I was thinking about this reveal when you were like, that's our longest running trope.
Each time mentioning that he still hates it.
S-Gamer 82, that is 82, the number. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So that was amazing, right?
Oh my god. It's the culmination. It's 100 episodes.
It's hard to portray, but I'm overwhelmed. Not just by that we got to this point, but the amount of people that contributed. And actually, this is what you're seeing right now. But a lot of people came together. You know, the people that listen, really, the people we've just heard. Right?
I think that's the main thing for me. But okay, overall, can I just say thank you to everyone out there, everyone who contributed, but to everyone here. And to Miriam, who filmed this. Jesus Christ, thank you so much for joining me on this journey. This is awesome. Getting really emotional. Anyway, thank you so much, everyone.
After all of this, you know, we've all had great fun. We've had great fun doing this. We've had great fun recording everything over the past few years, 2.5 years of whobackwhen.com, Doctor Who podcast.
Podcast.
Thank you to all the listeners who have sent in nice things. Thank you for all the hate mail. No thank you for that. And continue listening for the next 100. And hopefully I will be back. And, you know, within the next 2.5 years, we might do We're in Dawn.
In the meantime, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/whobackwhen, all in one word. Follow us on Twitter. That is at
whobackwhen.
All in one word. Yeah. And you've got YouTube now as well, /whobackwhen, all in one word.
And if you want to send us hate mail, address it directly to me, that's not a problem.
Thank you for listening, and, you know, in the next 100 episodes, we'll do this again.
Yeah.
And Flapjack still won't be here.
You say that, but I will have future punkined him at this point.
He doesn't exist, you're just, it's your voice!
If you think about it, Flapjack's already here.
There's a bit of Flappy in all of us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Ka-chow. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. That's Alec.